everybody, and we are starting part three of our talk with Jimmy Sons. We hope you were there last week. It's been a very exciting interview. So, well, let's continue with our talk with legendary singer of the Shadows of Night, Mr. Jimmy Sons.
Jimmy Sons!
You want to listen to rock and roll? Listen to that song 10 times
in a row.
Can
I say something?
Yes, you may.
That extended the ending with all the guitar solos, that was Jim Peterik. And he almost embarrasses me sometimes when he introduces me in the Cornerstones. He says, "This is one of my heroes that I grew up watching, Jimmy Sons." And I get teary-eyed. For somebody that talented and that much bigger in music overall than I am, he's not the rock and roll star I am, but he's that rock and roll talent world. He's just tremendous. And I wish he'd write me a song. Actually, we're working on one.
Oh, yeah?
And you know how I like to spell things? G-L-O. U and B and trouble makes three. T-R-O-U-B-L-E. That's all I'll give you. But we got it almost done.
Yeah, he is a great guy. I've met him a couple times, too.
Well, we just broke some news on our station.
That's right. Yeah. Watch our new song.
Breaking news now.
Yeah. A quick question. As we're playing all these songs, you know all the words, and how do you memorize all these songs, especially when you're on stage? I mean, I would need cheat sheets.
I'll tell you a funny thing. Ironically, the only words that I ever blank on sometimes are the songs I've written. I can sing Ooh, baba cow, yeah, diddle. And you know,
that was your doo-wop era.
Tonight. You know, I can sing doo-wop, I can sing, hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, all that stuff. Back to when I had a stroke, I couldn't talk right at first. Because I talk too fast. I try to talk too fast for what my mouth would do. But I could sing anything. Because the left side of your brain is your talking, and the right side is singing. So every time somebody asks me a question, I go, wait, that's the way it was when I went to do it. I'd sing them the answer.
Wasn't that true with the country singer Mel Tillis, who had a stutter? And he never... He sang perfectly, and then when he talked, he stuttered. But just going back, in 1969, there was the festival called Woodstock, and I heard you were invited to play there, but you turned it down. How come?
Well, mainly we thought, as a group, it was going to get canceled because all the big ones got canceled. It started getting canceled. And I'd done Ann Arbor with 100,000 people, Houston International with 90,000. I'd done some big concerts, but that was probably not a good call on my behalf.
Well, it's too bad you didn't go. You could have met Alvin Lee, which is your friend Eddie Lee's favorite guitar player, and you could have become friends. And
well, I already knew Jimi Hendrix. I already knew The Who.
Well, if you got me a photo pass, that would have been really cool back then.
Yeah.
But anyway, now we're into 1970, and you come up with a song that is really, really good.
I think everybody at one point had in the writing, or at least they're thinking of the writing, they had a Led Zeppelin period.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting about this song is I wrote the whole thing. I wrote the da 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 da. I played it on guitar. And that was the first time that anybody realized that I could sing that high like Robert Plant or AC/DC. I can sing Bon Scott AC/DC, it'll kill you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it is what it is. But then it's a departure for us. It was done at RCA Studios in Chicago. And it was, I love the guitar playing. I love the drummer on this, Paul Scarpelli. This is Paul Scarpelli on drums, John Hardy on bass, Hawkeye, Jack Daniels. He wanted a catchy stage name because his real name was Jack Daniels. So he chose Hawkeye.
Yeah, already been used, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just it's a different feel for us. It went top 15 in the UK, and Germany was on the charts. It got hardly any airplay here. But this was my third national recording contract. It was with ATCO. So I had Atlantic, MGM, Kama Sutra Buddha, and ATCO.
That was a division of Atlantic, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Kareem recorded on that that label.
Well, Free was on Atlantic.
Zeppelin?
The ATCO label had, that was their soul label, kind of. They had Wilson Pickett and stuff like that.
Well, in 1970, your band released the song I Am the Hunter, so let's listen to it.
Wow, if I tried that scream, I wouldn't be talking for a few weeks.
I screamed like that the other day. Kids were on my lawn.
Yeah, well, you're over 65, so.
That's right, yeah. Get your ball off my lawn, kid.
All right, Jimmy, we have another question for you. Several members of the Shadows of Night have had long music careers. Why don't you tell us about some of them?
Well, first and foremost would be David Valensky, Hawk. He was he came in when Warren Rodgers got drafted, and he came in as a bass player, and he played keyboards sometimes. He was on Bad Little Woman. He was with Rufus. He was with all kinds of bands. He worked with Madonna. His stuff is, he just writes so much stuff and arranges. One of his songs was sampling the Pitbull, the first Pitbull album.
What about Jerry McGeorge? What about
Jerry him? McGeorge went into H.P. Lovecraft.
Oh, great. They were ahead of their time.
Yep.
Yep. Tommy Shavor and Hawk formed Banger Flying Circus, which turned into Madura. And, you know, that guy, Joe Kelly, had a career as Joe Kelly, the blues shadow. And Jerry McGeorge just had a hit record this year called Wild Man Along With Me.
We're going to play that a little bit later for you.
I put Jerry on that, along with the incredible Michael Weber. We'll talk about him, too, I hope, because that this kid, he started playing with me. He was 16, and I did a benefit for Sonny Giurisi from The Outsiders when he had his stroke, and his was bad. And a bunch of us got together, Dennis Stefano, who plays harp for the Shadows when he's in town, went to the sound check, and Dennis said, "You're going to love this kid I got for you." He said, and we played, and it was great. But it was so loud. You know, the Shadows are always loud. If it's loud to me, it's probably deafening.
Too loud.
I came in and put my arm around him. I said, "Man, it was really good." And I said, "If you play that loud tonight, I'll kill you." And he said, "Excuse me, Mr. Sons, what?" I said, "If you call me Mr. Sons tonight, I'll kill you. And if you play that loud, I'll kill you again."
Well, did he have an 11 on his amp? Was that the problem?
Oh, we had guys that I put. Gary Levin was with me. He was in Cannibal and all kinds of bands. He was in The Thumbs. He used to say, "I don't want to live. I can't turn my amp past 7. So I got some numbers one time. I put 12 at 6, and he was happy with it.
Well, just go back to the Shadows really quick. You've had a lot of accolades in your lifetime, and one of them I think is really cool is you're in the Chicago Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Was there an event or anything like that?
I'm in the Chicago Hall, 60s Chicago Hall of Fame, not the one from Joliet. Right. I didn't get elected. I wasn't good enough.
You'll be in next year.
I hope I get in before I die. But, you know, really, that kind of stuff doesn't mean that much to me. The thing with the Chicago one 15 years ago was that the people on the list, I was living in Florida at the time, I got to see it's first ballot, on the first ballot. Oh, that's cool. Then I put it down, and about a week later I read it. He said, along with Ernie Banks, Bobby Rush, Bobby Seale from the Black Panthers.
Sure.
Richie Daly Jr., a Country Joe of Country Joe and the Fish. To me, being a lifetime Cub fan and baseball player, I'm sitting with Ernie Banks. I think this is pretty cool.
Well, you know, I listen to a lot of SiriusXM Satellite in my car. And one of my favorite stations is Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Yeah.
And somehow, I read that you were involved with a tour sponsored
We did 34 cities in 41 days. We started out in, and it was with the Romantics, who are a really good friend of mine. What I like about you? Anyway, and a band called The Charms, which was on Little Cena's label. And, of course, the Go-Go Girls.
So did you know Little Steven Van Zandt?
Oh, yeah. I've known him forever.
Okay.
And
that's pretty cool.
He's always been a Shadows fan.
Okay, Jimmy, it's time to play some songs that are special to you, so we're making you our honorary DJ. What would be the first song you'd like to spin?
Well, since we were pegged as American Stones or Yardbirds, I'll pick, and here it is, a great song by the Yardbirds, I'm a Band.
All right.
By the Yardbirds, one of the most innovative rock bands there was. They raised guitar players. A couple of them you might have heard of, Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, Jimmy Page. I played Top of the Pops in England when Jimmy Page was playing bass and Jeff Beck was the guitar player.
Wow.
They were just amazing.
Yeah, that was kind of one of the big shows in England for bands to showcase themselves. Yeah,
that's what we did. I Am the Hunter.
Well, the one thing I like about I'm a Man is it made me a fan of Jeff Beck. Although when the song came out, I didn't know that was Jeff Beck. I knew years later when I really I didn't know who Jeff Beck was, he's my favorite musician, Jeff Beck.
There's such a definite difference of the three styles of the three guitar players.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I can tell Jeff Beck in it.
Well, we're going to go to Jimmy's song's next pick. Why don't you tell us about this Kink song you picked out?
Well, this was one of the first songs the Shadows ever learned, and it turned out to be a Ray Davies song, and Ray Davies is one of my all-time favorite lyric and songwriters. So here's All Day and All the Night by the Kinks.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl,
girl, I want to be with you all of the time. The only time I feel alright is by your side. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time, all day and all of the night. All day and all of the night. All day and all of the night. I believe that you and me last forever. Oh yeah, all day and night I'm yours, leave me never. The only time I feel alright is by your side. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time, all day and all of the night. All day and all of the night.
Jimmy, since you were given the moniker the American Rolling Stones before Aerosmith, how about a Rolling Stones song?
Ah, but one of my favorite, we do this song to this day, is the last time, and Why Me, Why You, Why Not? The last time by the Rolling Stones.
In mono, by the way.
Try very hard to please me.
Yeah, I wish
No.
I wish we had a camera in here. Jimmy sang that whole song while it was going on.
That song is so infectious, hauntingly infectious.
Well, you did a great job.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of my favorite Stone songs, and there's a lot of them.
It's infectious, too.
Well, that's the end of part three of our discussion with Jimmy Sons of the Shadows of Night. Please stay tuned for part four, and you are listening to that classic rock show on WHRULP 101.5 FM.